Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo 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 Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So the next name, Shashvata, which means eternal. There are several names for Krishna being eternal, but a well-known name is Sanatana, that Bhuta Bhavya Pavat Prabhu, that name's already been given. Krishna, who is the Lord in all three phases of time. So there are various words which mean eternal, which pertain to Krishna. Krishna is eternal. His pastimes are eternal. He may appear to undergo some change, just like he is born as a small boy and then becomes, he grows up quickly, quicker than most children, to attain the Kishore age, and then he never ages beyond that. But actually he never ages. All his form, the form of Krishna, the boy Krishna, who is Yashoda Nandana, the darling child of Yashoda, Nanda Nandana, that is eternal. His Kishore form is also eternal. There's a semblance of him growing old, but then his pastimes, they're also eternal. They go on and on and on, in more or less the same way, eternally. So there are different words for eternal, just with slightly different nuances of meaning. This name Shashvata means that which remains the same at all times and is thus permanent. So, like I say, it's like if you say one who exists in all three phases of time, it has the same meaning, eternal, but it's from a slightly different perspective. He existed in the past as Krishna, he exists in the present as Krishna, he will always exist in future as Krishna, although we as tiny souls, we are identifying with different forms and activities, but Krishna is always Krishna. And even though everything in this world is changing, Krishna remains the same. Time does not change him. He is the controller of time. He is not controlled or affected by time. And so he is eternal and permanent. So for us to hear this is reassuring, because we are in the world of impermanence. We are in the position of impermanence, in eternality or non-eternality, which is always frightening. Because we don't know what's going to happen next, and all kinds of bad things can happen any time. Practically, we expect bad things to happen, especially in the modern age. It's a bad age. People have to lock up their rooms, lock up their cars, lock up their lips, because if you say something, you might be prosecuted for it. So it's a very, or even you can just be sitting in your house and there can be an earthquake or a flood or have an electric shock. There's danger everywhere, so it's frightening. We know that we are subject to time. So when we hear that there is Krishna who is eternal and we have an eternal relationship with him and our position is our constitutional position is to be his eternal servitor, then we become fully satisfied. So it's assuring that Bhavantame Vanu Chara, this I just spoke on this verse the other day. Bhavantame Vanu Chara Nirantara Prashanta Nishesha Manoratantara Kadahamai Kantika Nitya Kinkara Praharsha Yashami Sanata Jivita. This Nitya Kinkara, I am your eternal servitor. Kinkara gives the, there are different words for servant. Kinkara gives the sense of a personal servant. There can be so many servants, just like in India. Those who are employed by the government, they often, if you introduce themselves, I am a government servant. But that's an impersonal kind of service. But Kinkara means, Kinkara, what should I do? What should I do? The one who's personally there to perform all kinds of services. Personal services, direct personal services to the person who they serve. It's not a remote service. It's not like being in a government or a multinational corporation where you don't know the boss and you might not even know the name of the boss. In a big corporation, it's all remote and the boss never comes to the factory you work in. He lives 6,000 miles away or something like that. But Kinkara, that is a personal servant who's personally serving. So one can serve Krishna directly, or one can become a servant of the servants of those who are directly serving Radha and Krishna. So that is the general situation aspired for in the Gaurya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Our acharyas, they have prayed for the opportunity to be a servant of those who, a personal servant of those who are directly serving, just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur in one song sings how he's going to make garlands and give them to the gopi who will directly put them on Krishna. So that is a personally serving those who are personally serving Krishna. So this is the eternal position aspired for. The Christians have some idea of going to heaven. They have no idea what they'll do there or what is done there at all. But the devotees know that within their, an advanced system of sadhana is to, even in this world, meditate upon what one will do in the spiritual world. So what will you do? Eternally making garlands. You may say, well, that's not very exciting, but we're used to something exciting. What do? We'll drive fast cars and go scuba driving. What's it? Scuba diving. All these exciting things. But the devotees are simply in bliss thinking of the opportunity. How will I get the chance to collect the flowers, look at each flower, see is this one suitable, this one's better, let me try for that. Or growing flowers, we can start in this world also, growing flowers for Krishna, and then we can think which flowers, so we have all the year round, all different flowers. And such flowers, when offered to Krishna, that's the most pleasing. Either forest flowers, you go in the forest and gather them. Until recently, and still you see, but that was, yes, yeah, still you see, that early in the morning in India people will be out and in the collecting flowers from different trees for doing puja. Although most of them nowadays they buy flowers. But the real thing is to gather them yourself or even grow them yourself, and then you make it into a garden and you offer it to Krishna. And that is, for the devotee, that is the complete perfection of life. They don't, they'll become a king or a Brahma or win the lottery, they have no such desire. They're completely happy. To eternally make garlands for Krishna. So this is the eternal position of devotional service, which Krishna is calling us to.
What's going on?
So the next name in Vishnu Sahasranam, name 58, is
Krishna.
It's one of the names of Vishnu. For those who think that Vishnu is supreme, they think that Krishna is one of the forms of Vishnu. But as we know, Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the original form from which all other forms come. As in the Bhagavatam, we find in the list of avatars of Vishnu, Krishna is included. Well, that's evidence, isn't it, that Krishna is an avatar of Vishnu? But only apparently so. Krishna appears as an avatar of Vishnu, but actually he is the original form from which all forms come. And one of the jiyas, which means like the acharyas in the Ramanuja Sampradaya, he told one of our devotees recently, this jiya, he's reading Prabhupada's books. They have their own, but he's reading Prabhupada's books. Actually, one of our devotees some years ago, he went in Sri Rangam, which is like the headquarters of the Ramanuja Sampradaya, and he wanted to get some of their books. So someone's getting excited. So he went in the office and said, can you tell me where I can get some spiritual books? And he said, you go to the ISKCON Center. Said, they have all the best books. You go there. He said, well, actually, I wanted some of the Ramanuja. No, you go there. There's better. You go. So, one of the jiyas, there are a few, they're like this. They're spiritual heads. They initiate and they're in charge of different maps. So he's very friendly with one of our devotees there. And he's been reading Prabhupada's books. He said, actually, your Prabhupada is right. Krishna is the original form. And he said, well, yeah, you see, Ranganath, that's the deity in Sri Rangam, the deity of Vishnu. So he has two hands. You see? That's the main form. So, your Prabhupada is right. Krishna is the original form. So, Krishna, this name comes number 58 in Vishnu Sahasranam. But for those who know, it's the main name, and Baladev Vidyabhushan in his commentary on Vishnu Sahasranam makes the point that Krishna is the main name. What are the meanings of the name of Krishna? Vallabhacharya, he wanted to give a whole big explanation on that, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I only know two names, Yashoda Nandana and Shyamasundara, which are not, neither of these names are linguistic derivations of the word Krishna, but for those who know Krishna, those who can grasp Krishna, those who embrace Krishna, they don't make linguistic derivations. They know him as Yashoda Nandana and Shyamasundara. Linguistic derivations, actually, in the Ramanuja and this Sampradaya explanation and in Shankara Sampradaya explanation, neither of the main meanings of the name Krishna that Prabhupada told us are given, which means all attractive, who attracts. Krishna attracts by his qualities all aishvaryasya samagrasya viryasya yashasya shriya jnana vairagya yashchaya yashchaya shangam bhala itingana. He who has all wealth, strength, fame, knowledge, beauty, and renunciation is all attractive. So, the meanings given here, one who has a dark blue complexion, that's a basic meaning of Krishna, means blackish. And so we find the Krishna, they're a kind of deer called Krishna because they're black. And it's Krishnagiri, Black Hill. So sometimes in the newspaper in Bengal I used to see Krishna Divas. It means a black day. It means something bad happened. So Krishna means black, but so that's one meaning. Idanim Krishna Tam Gataha, when Garga Muni was speaking about Krishna at his name-giving ceremony, he said that Shuklo Raktas Tatal Pita Idanim Krishna Taskataha. Previously, he appeared in a white form, previously appeared in a red form, previously appeared in a yellow form, and now he has appeared in a black form. So that's to say that Krishna means black is also supported by Garga Rishi. Then another meaning, this comes from the Mahabharata verse, which is quoted somewhat differently by this Parashara Bhatta and by Baladev Vidyabhushan. The first line is the same. Krishir bhuva chaka shabdo nascha nirviti vachakaha. Then Baladev says, tayar aikyam param brahma krishna ityabhidhiyate. And in the quote from the Mahabharata, which they give, they give a different reference, both from the Udyog Parva. Vishnas tad bhava yoga cha krishna bhavati shasvataha. So, krish means, it means bhu. And na means nirvritti, which in this context is understood to mean bliss. So when there is bhu plus bliss, that is Krishna. He is the supreme truth who is the combination of bhu and bliss. Then what does bhu mean? Well, Shankaracharya states that, of course, if different acharyas get different meanings, it doesn't mean that one is right and one is wrong. It means they're both right. But they're different. One stresses one feature more than the other. So Shankara says that bhu means existence. So Krishna is eternally existent. He is existence. He is the basis of all existence. Everything exists in him. Everything exists because of him. So he is existence. And Parashabhata interprets that to mean bhu, to mean a receptacle, a container, or ground, earth, bhumi. So Parashabhata says that Krishna here means the na, which means bliss. He's a receptacle of extreme joy because of his constant pastimes, just like his eternal pastimes. So this Krishna, that also from Karshan, plowing. So there's from Mahabharata, Krishami Prithivim Partha, I will plow the earth, Partha. Bhutva Karshna Yasho Halaha, becoming a plow, I will plow the earth. Krishno Varnas Chame Yasmat Tasmat Krishno Hamarjuna. Because I become a black iron plow, when the earth becomes hard, I plow the earth, and therefore I'm known as Krishna. That's a quote from Mahabharata. I have to see the context to understand that. So, Krishna, Shamasunda, darkness, yeah. Yeah, okay, so much more could be said about Krishna, but I won't say anything more now unless anyone has any questions about this. Well,
The question is, what does preacher do when he goes to spiritual world? Because there is.
What does a preacher do when he goes to the spiritual world? Because there's no preaching there. There's nothing but preaching. Everyone's always glorifying Krishna. Then he can come back also in this material world. The preacher always lives in the spiritual world. So, my personal speculation, if you want, is that Srila Prabhupada, it's not that he just comes to this world once and then glad that's over and goes back. But one who is so much empowered by Krishna to preach Krishna consciousness, is it just something he does, just occasionally, like sneezing or something like that? It would seem to be a spiritually reasonable speculation that Srila Prabhupada that's his service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Hansa Dutta used to quote, maybe you heard him say that Prabhupada said that the spiritual master eternally preaches in the spiritual world and his confidential associates come with him. Remember hearing Hansa say, yeah, he used to say that a lot, right?
He even said there will be ISKCON in the spiritual world.
Prabhupada said there will be ISKCON in the spiritual world and everyone can join except Mr. Nair. Except Mr. Nair. Mr. Nair of Juhu infamy. But when Prabhupada got the news that he would die suddenly of a heart attack, Prabhupada clapped his hand and said, "Thank you, Krishna." And later he revealed I was praying to Nrsimhadev to remove him. Such are the pastimes of a pure devotee of Krishna. So, you're going to have to come back again and again to serve Srila Prabhupada's mission. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Sri Vishnu Sahasranama Ki Jai. So 58. Alright, that means 942 to